This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Don't know much about history.
Oh, you're a Democrat.
Don't know much biology.
Oh, you're a Democrat. You think men are women.
Don't know much about science.
Oh, you're definitely a Democrat.
Don't know much about the French.
That's right.
But I do know
that you love the devil.
And I know that if you love me too.
What a wonderful pedophile world it'll be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
Let's go to your phone calls here, and then Dr. Boyle pops in for two segments, then the calls continue into the fourth hour. Let's go to Mitch in Canada, and then we'll go to Austin, Tyler, and Sam. Mitch, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, you're worth the wait, my friend.
Well, thank you for being here.
Just wanted to see if you've referenced CCN, three reasons why stock market. Excuse me, my computer's just frozen.
I understand. Reference CCN stock market.
Sorry, three reasons why the stock market is headed for a devastating crash. Now, if you go down the page, you'll see they have a video that if you skip to 509, you can blatantly see the central banks pumping in money to all the stock markets across the world.
Oh, there's a global race of devaluation. There's no doubt about that.
Like, how obvious is this? Like, how do people not see this? So, anyway, I think we're headed for global recession. There's no doubt about that. And then if you also...
Yeah, and then Trump wants us to be in the best position when the crash comes. There's no doubt that Trump's preparing a crash landing. And if he doesn't, he wants to stall it until he gets reelected. But it's still, I mean, it's going to be a circus.
It's going to be a fight uphill if he gets reelected, and he's going to deal with this, no doubt. If you go to Healthline, how flu and HIV meds may help fight the new coronavirus. Come on, like, how is a HIV medication supposed to help this bat virus or whatever you want to call it? This is man-made, man. Like, this is man-made. How do you...
Well, yeah, it has the HIV delivery system.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, don't worry, HIV medicine helps. Like,
yeah, we can profit off of this. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm just disgusted with the fact that, you know, some people have decided that they would go forward with biological warfare programs. You've put the entire human race at risk, and shame on you. Like, it's just disgusting.
And then we're not supposed to question it. Like, they praise Chinese activists questioning, but when we do it, or you do it, you get banned. Oh, we're not supposed to do that in the West, question things. Just, you know, believe Jussie Smollett.
It's just mind-boggling. But anyway, I just want to say thank you very much for what you do, and really appreciate it. I hope that people look into these things a little bit further.
Brother, I appreciate you. You're talking about the tail wagging the dog, man. You're the dog, brother. We love you. Tyler in California, real fast. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, Alex. Just a couple things. I want to make my point. How the Empire Strikes Back, it's about the Electoral College, and I've been seeing it.
They want to get rid of that, don't they?
Yeah, well, you can see it. There's been pieces the last week or so. Now they're on the West Coast, and they're demonizing the Electoral College. You know, it was bad. Trump never accepted the results of the election. Hillary won the vote, which we know she didn't. But they've already taken out, well, they're trying to, social media and the grassroots. I call them the generals, Stone and Assange. Those are the big things that got Trump in. And
no, you're right. They're setting the precedent to dispute the next election.
Yep. And the coronavirus, they can use that. When people start dying, you know, it's real easy to say Trump's incompetent. Look what happened. The virus broke out. You know, he didn't do anything about it. When people start dying, people panic. They do irrational things. So that's just one more thing that they can use. And it's all coming up to the election, man. That's what it's coming down to. And I really think you should look into that. The Electoral College is going to be their next move. They're going to try to demonize it and basically get rid of it.
No, you're absolutely right. We'll cover all that. Thank you so much, Tyler. When we come back, we've got a gentleman on who was here with us Friday saying we need a investigation of this being a bioweapon. And then hours later, you saw the White House spokesperson come out and say, indeed, China needs to investigate this. as a potential bioweapon. You see Senator Cotton say for other things. Dr. Francis Boyle straight ahead for two segments, and then your calls on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier. And get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these homeland security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us, there's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, he joined us last week and said it needs to be investigated as a bioweapon. And we've had one of Trump's spokespersons come out and say the same thing just a few hours later. So I wanted to get an update from Dr. Francis Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Convention that then got adopted, most of it, by the United Nations. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's an author, researcher, and again, a top bioweapons expert, not just in the technicals, but also in the law. So let's get right to him in the two segments we have in the developments we've had in the last 5-6 days since he was last on. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me on, Alex. My best to your viewing audience. And I just wanted to commend you personally for staying on top of this. I think you're doing real public service for the American people and the United States of America. The situation apparently has gotten worse. A British healthcare specialist has estimated that the incubation period is now 24 days instead of 14 days. You really can't believe anything coming out of China on this. You can watch on the BBC and other sources being there. This disinformation that a panglobin was somehow involved is total bull twaddle. Coming out of China. Now, panglobins have been around since the Pliocene age with the dinosaurs, and what, all of a sudden, out of nowhere in 2020, they become more lethal than the Spanish flu virus. The lethality rate has now been estimated somewhere between 15% to 18%. 17%, even if you believe the figures coming out of China, 18%, I believe, by a British healthcare worker. There is now the report in Hong Kong, just came out today, that this coronavirus has been spread by a leaky sewage pipe, which to me indicates that it can be transmitted by human feces and or urine. Recall, I had told you before, this has gain-of-function properties, which means it can be it does travel by air. So that wouldn't surprise me that, you know, someone's poop is going down. Downstairs to the sewer, and there's a leaky sewage drain there. And
it just off-gasses a virus?
Pardon me?
It off-gasses a virus.
It is the virus. I think it's, as I said, gain of function. Right. So this is...
define gain of function for those that don't know what that means, please, Professor.
It it has been enhanced by DNA genetic engineering and or synthetic biology to
it's
make
supercharged. It supercharged.
It is turbocharged. That's correct. If you saw that movie Ford versus Ferrari, that's exactly what we're doing it here. Souped up Shelby GTO, no question at all about it.
Clearly, governments are freaking out, but they're trying to act like it's no big deal. Is that because they know how big a threat it is, and will they be successful covering it up?
Well, you'll see the United States Army has already designated several military bases around the country to detain people who are infected. So I think the United States government knows how serious it is. I still don't believe that President Trump has been properly advised here. As I said, I'm not blaming President Trump. He's not an expert in this field. He has to rely on his advisors. Tony Fauci has been up to his eyeballs in this Nazi biowarfare work for years. The same is true for the Center for Disease Control. Azar, the HHS secretary, this is a case of the fox being in charge of the chicken coop.
Well, Dr. Boyle, believe me, I like Trump overall, but I'm not, I don't hold punches. And he respects the show, and he respects, I know, the work we do here and you. So address the president. Good chance he or his adjuncts will end up giving him the messages. He wants these messages brought to him. So what do you want to say to President Trump?
Well, again, Azar, this is a case of the fox being in charge of the chicken coop. He was an employee and a lobbyist for the drug industry, and the drug industry is all up and down involved in Nazi warfare work. You are correct that the president has asked for an opinion from the National Academy of Sciences, but as you know from all the emails I sent you, the National Academy of Sciences, likewise, is up to its eyeballs in Nazi biowarfare work, including synthetic biology. So the president simply cannot trust anything the National Academy of Sciences said here. Everyone is feeding off at the trough here, Alex. As I said, as the last time I crunched the numbers, 2015, it was $100 billion, and that's $5 billion a year. So my guess is, as of now, it's $120 billion that has been spent. And they bought off, as of 2015, 13,000 so-called life scientists. I call them death scientists to work on this. And I don't know what the numbers are today. So,
sure. From all my sources, though, they're concurring with what you're saying, that the best approximation is a bioweapon they were playing around with, maybe for a vaccine, got out. And so many times the Russians, the U.S., this stuff just keeps getting out. And so this is a pretty big disaster for the Chi-Coms and for Big Pharma here, isn't it?
Of course. And, you know, these people like Fauci, CDC, all they want to do is protect the billions of dollars they've already wasted on their BSL-3 and BSL-4 biowarfare weapons labs and everyone else involved in it. As for playing around with a vaccine there at that Wuhan BSL-4, you have to understand the technology involved here. It was not just that they were playing around with a vaccine. The way this works out is they first DNA genetically engineer a biowarfare agent. And that is what we are dealing with here, a biowarfare agent that is extremely lethal and extremely infectious. And then once they have the agent, they then try to develop a vaccine to counteract the agent, because that is what a biowarfare weapon really is.
And by the way, when you were last on, I saw a lot of comments, probably synthetic. They were like, of course we have to study this. Anyone could make this on their kitchen table. No, you can't make it on a kitchen table. It's gene editing. It's billion-dollar technology. And they're creating it. It's ridiculous to say someone might make it, so we've got to make it. That's insane.
Well, that's the standard propaganda that biowarfare death scientists, NIAID, National Institutes for Health, CDC, and Big Pharma have made in order to justify all this Nazi biowarfare work. Well, someone might be able to do it, so we have to be able to study it, and then we can make the biowarfare agents so that then we can develop a vaccine. That's exactly what's going on here, Alex.
It's just unbelievable. And as our technology gets more and more advanced, well, somebody might make it, so we better make it. It's that logic. No, we need to hunt down whoever does it and stop them. We need to have a convention. We need to stop it as a moral society and say we're not doing it.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, we have a convention, the Biological Weapons Convention of 1972. And then because that convention was not drawn up specifically designed with to deal with DNA genetic engineering and or synthetic biology, I drafted that implementing legislation, the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act.
Stay there. Let's talk about it when we come back. How about...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Segment, but they'll join us coming up in the next week or two for a full hour. But I appreciate him popping in your calls and a bunch of news breaking coming up next segment, as promised. So, without me asking the questions here, you're the expert. Right after you come on, right after Senator Cotton says it should be looked at as man-made, the Indian Institute saying it looks man-made, showing where it's clearly been gene-edited, not getting into whether Fauci's good or not, I respect you, I understand what you're saying. They are responding, and Cotton's come out again, and now the Chinese ambassador, we have that clip, if you haven't seen that, I can play it, you probably have seen it, comes out and laughs at Trump and says it's preposterous to say that, you know, this could be man-made. Well, why shouldn't we look at the origin? Why is that being censored? So what do you think's really going on here? And as mainline virologists, mainline academics echo what you've been saying for weeks, I think that shows that they're concerned because they know this is man-made. Because clearly there's a major response going on at a level never before seen.
Right, Alex. Well, let me get back, you know, to my advice to President Trump. And again, I'm not criticizing the president or anything like that. He needs to bring in a team of outside independent experts here who have spent their careers opposing biological weapons and not up to their eyeballs in biological weapons.
Sure, because folks that are involved then are going to cover it up.
Of course they're going to cover it up because the money involved, and this is all CYA, because people are going to start to ask, what have you done with that $120 billion we've given you? So, right, the president must put together a team of outside independent experts who have spent their careers opposing biological weapons. And I'm not saying, you know, we are behind this. It's clear, in my opinion, it leaked out of that Wuhan BSL-4 facility, and it is an extremely dangerous biological weapon. And the only people who can give President Trump the proper advice on how to stop it and contain it for the good of the American people and the good of this country are outside independent experts who have never accepted one penny.
By the way, you've been harping on that, but it's true. Anyone that's connected to bioweapons production cannot be heard from because they have a built-in reason to cover this up.
Exactly right. And as I said, the last time I crunched the numbers, 2015, there were 13,000, I call them death scientists, working on this. So, of course, they don't have any.
So let's pull back, though.
Pardon me?
I mean, let's pull back just as a researcher, as a lawyer, as a historian. How bad do you really think this is going to get? Because clearly the numbers and the things coming out of China aren't accurate. The footage we see is just bedlam, and they're locking other major cities down. So it looks like this is a bioweapon, as you said. We know it's man-made. So gut level, how bad do you think it's going to get?
Well, Alex, I'm not here to scare people one way or the other.
No, but as a father, I want to know your gut level opinion, because everything's dead reckoning. I get you can be academic all day, but just gut level, do you think it's really bad, or do you think it's being hyped up? Or
it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I personally think it'll be a lot worse than the Spanish flu virus. That being said, however, I think President Trump, if he acts now, could very well prevent the worst for the United States of America. I'm not sure what can be done for the rest of the world, certainly China. But
I agree with you, and I think they could be using this to sucker punch Trump if his response isn't strong enough, the way China says, oh, we're going to shoot people at checkpoints, but we block a few flights. The media says it's terrible. It's like they want this to get bad here.
Well, I don't know, Alex. What I am saying is I believe that if President Trump were to bring in a team of experts who spent their career opposing biological warfare weapons, hopefully he could contain this. Right now, you know, we have 13 people, they say, were infected. But they just released these people off the Air Force base.
Oh, yeah, what about that? Like, they were infected, but they let them go, and now that's crazy.
It seems that the latest British Health Authority has said it's 24 days. And one person was released by a mistake, by an accident. I mean, I don't wish to attribute,
malice to where it's incompetence.
Everyone, you know, this is human beings at work, and people make mistakes, Alan.
No, but I agree with you. We should be worried about containment instead of political correctness, and we're not really seeing that right now. So,
I think that's correct, that President Trump needs to undertake a massive campaign in this country of containment. That is absolutely right. And the problem is that the mainstream news media refuses to report any of this. They just go along with the propaganda line by the CDC, WHO, which, as I said before, is working in cahoots with the Chinese government.
And we know now China did cover this up for months, and that's blown up in their face. So Trump doesn't want to repeat that. I think there's still time. Because if it's not as bad as we think, great. He had a better response. But, I agree with you. He doesn't want to get caught flat-footed on this.
Right. And let me just give you a personal example, Alex. I was the first one to publicly blow the whistle that Amerithrax came out of a U.S. government biological warfare laboratory. That was the first week in November. And yet, soon after I did, an order was given to silence me. And no mainstream news media ever since then, since November, the first week of November 2001, has ever interviewed.
And for those that don't know, that was the experimental anthrax shot that admittedly killed so many.
Well, that wasn't the shot. That was anthrax. That was super weapons grade anthrax.
Now, remember, you exposed that's what happened. Remember they had the anthrax vaccines to kill people.
The vaccines too. I was involved in that. Yes, but this is Amerithrax after that was October 2001 after the
sure.
Paris
you know what? I know you said you could stay a little bit longer. I'm gonna go to the calls. I promise, folks. But you should take us back then to the miniaturized Fort Detrick, Maryland, and then the deaths and the cover up to remember because you were there. You were on the show back then. My God, I remember this now. Yeah. We've been on the show 20 years. It's hard to believe that. Yeah, what happened with anthrax? That was a whole other deal. Plus, I'm not a biologist, but anthrax can live like 20,000 years in the ground. How do you attenuate anthrax and then put it in somebody's body? Of course it doesn't work. So we'll briefly talk about that with Dr. Francis Boyle and then go to your phone calls. Everybody that is patiently holding here on this February 12th, Wednesday broadcast. It's an incredible time to be alive. And I will get to Debbie and George and Nick and Wild and JK. JK is up next, and then Jordan and Austin after the professor leaves us. But, yeah, this is just a crazy time to be alive. Please remember that we're listener-supported, and it's you buying products, InfoWarsStore.com, that makes this whole show possible. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the nano-patented silver that goes after this class of viruses. But we have the 1-ounce, and we have the 3-ounce, 3.4-ounce that are left. They're about to sell out. But the good news is we have the nano-silver toothpaste in super blue and in super silver. Super silver is the tooth whitening. Super blue has the tea tree that's also antiviral as well. These are just high quality toothpaste, just good for your mouth, good for your body. Good to have a good clean palate, and it funds the InfoWar. This is still 50% off, despite the fact that it is set to sell out the next 2 weeks at current sales rates. But the immune gargles are set to sell out right now, so please take advantage of those. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down. You have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented, even admitted in documents we've shown, to go after this whole corona SARS. virus family. A virus. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances, and it took a while though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, finishing up with Dr. Francis Boyle and getting into what he just raised here in the last segment. Anthrax. I mean, that was U.S. government bioweapons grade. Then a bunch of people they tried to frame ended up dying in custody, and he was right at the heart of exposing that. It's not about, oh, tooting his horn. He's a mild-mannered, shy guy. It's that he's been speaking out for decades, almost right. He's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Convention. All of us, who's an expert on that. In closing, the lessons of anthrax versus the lessons now, these things pretty much parallel each other, or am I wrong?
No, That was completely covered up by the United States government. There's no question at all about it. This was super weapons grade anthrax. It was a trillion spores per gram. It floated in the air. It came out of U.S. government biological warfare laboratory, just as I said, Fort Detrick, for sure. And yet they covered it up. They tried to blame one fellow. He fought back. Then they pinned the blame on Ivins and basically drove him into suicide and said case closed, and that was that. So the problem here, Alex, is that, as you correctly pointed out, anthrax does not degrade. So somewhere there, either at Fort Detrick or Dugway, there is a stockpile of super weapons-grade anthrax, like the Amerithrax, that they can use again whenever they decide they want to use it again. Right. This is extremely dangerous business.
And there's the whole side issue. Again, I'm not a biologist, but I researched what biologists said. If a spore of anthrax lasts thousands of years and you really can't even kill it, then how do you inject it in somebody to create an autoimmune response as a vaccine? No wonder the vaccine killed so many people.
Well, that vaccine, yes, was extremely dangerous. What happened was all of a sudden out of nowhere in the run-up to the Gulf War I by Bush Sr., Cheney ordered experimental vaccines for anthrax and botulism to be inflicted on all of our troops headed for Iraq, because Cheney knew full well, Cheney being a neocon, that
they transferred that to Saddam.
Under Reagan, we had already sent the CDC and American Type Culture Collection 40 shipments of weapons-grade U.S. military biowarfare agents for Saddam Hussein in the hope and expectation that he would weaponize them and use them against Iraq.
And again, this is all mad scientist behavior. Why would you do that? I mean, just...
They figured Saddam Hussein would weaponize these biological warfare agents that we gave him and use them against Iran in the Iran-Iraq war. He did not use them, but the problem was when the war was over, U.S. military forces were just instructed to blow up these biological warfare laboratories. And, of course, you can't dispose of biological weapons that way. They
exactly.
Just dispersed there, and they infected our own troops.
Well, that's my view on nuclear reactors. I'm all for nuclear power until I realize the companies never have the upkeep, don't care if they leak, and just don't care if they blow up. Well, it's like, okay, we can't have nuclear power because people are crazy. And, like, why are you making anthrax and handing it out? It is a mad scientist vein to these people. Just in closing, you've been around them, you know, top PhD in their own programs. What's up with this mad scientist thing? Why do they even do this? Because because I can do something, I don't do it. I don't understand it.
Well, as for most of them, it's just greed and selfishness, ambition, and money. But at the very top, it's a different story. As I told you, I deliberately went through the exact same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger and Brzezinski before me. I wanted to find out how these people thought and how they operated. And indeed, they gave me Kissinger's old office at Harvard Center for International Affairs when I was there. These true elites like Kissinger, Brzezinski, Huntington, pretty much everyone coming out of Harvard.
Eugenics.
Are thoroughly grounded in Machiavelli and the Prince. It's that simple. Indeed, Kissinger's colleague there at Harvard, Professor Stanley Hoffman, who was my PhD supervisor, has publicly stated that Kissinger is thoroughly Machiavellian to the bone. And that is the type of people that Harvard generates and still generates today.
No, I agree. Machiavelli, though, is the political development or deployment system. But you were saying last week the operating system is eugenics.
Well, that's correct. And also it ties into eugenics. As you know, the Rockefeller Foundation was an early proponent of eugenics. Kissinger was on the payroll of the Rockefeller Foundation.
Well, sure, he penned Memorandum 200. I mean, they admit right there population reduction.
That is correct. If you read the Kissinger memorandum, it says population reduction shall be a national security objective of the United States of America. I have never read anyone revoking that national security memorandum. But that
bottom line, they get off on playing God. Dr. Boyle, thank you for all the time. Please come back again as soon as you can to break this down. Thank you.
Well, again, Alex, I do want to thank you for staying on top of this. I think you're doing a real public service to the American people and the United States government, whatever our political parties, race, creed, national origin may be. This affects all of us and our families. Thank you.
It certainly does. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just thank you. Don't thank me, though, for just trying to cover the topics. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And we're seeing a massive response to this virus. So it's either the biggest hype we've ever seen or something that's real. And it's looking like it's real. We know it's killing some people. When I say real, I mean it looks like it's really lethal. And we know it's bioweapons grade. We know it's man-made. That's notice they don't even deny that now. They've just moved on from there. So we'll come back and do a few segments and just go call. So I don't think, let's just go to one right now. Let's go to JK in Washington, D.C. Thanks for holding, JK. Welcome.
Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right. So first of all, I've been buying your products since 2011, and thank you for the products.
Thank you.
Very effective. So I have, yeah, give me a few minutes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sorry, I'm here at an appointment.
I understand. Go ahead.
I have a colleague at Wuhan University, and really I wanted to ask Dr. Boyle also, but my question is, I emailed her, and she said she was fine, but this was like 2 weeks ago, and then I wanted to collect information thinking that she might not be getting good information, and then I thought, I don't know what I can say in the email because maybe, you know, then it would get caught off. So that's what really my question was. What kind of email do I send? Do I just come out and say it all? You know, what we've learned to somebody who might not know any of this, who lives right there. And I wanted to find out how close the BSL-4 lab was to Wuhan University, because she's been there for many years. She translated my book into Chinese about information literacy and actually got permission from the Ministry of Education officially, and there's things in the book that I know the communist Chinese wouldn't like, but I don't think it got a lot of attention. But anyway, that's the main thing. Do I just come out?
Did you ever hear back from her?
Yeah, she said, this was 10 days ago. She said, me and my family are fine. Thank you. We're getting a lot of help from around the world, you know, and keep me posted. And
I wouldn't overthink sending her stuff. I don't think she's going to get in trouble. They can't keep control of this. If anything, it shows the communists don't run jack squat.
So just come out and say it all. Just come out and tell her what we've learned. What you.
Well, nothing's perfect. I would just ask her questions. Hold on. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back, JK. Get a final comment from you, then everybody else stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
JK, what is your overall view on what you see happening and what you see unfolding with this virus and the big response? What's your gut tell you?
Well, I go with what you guys, I mean, the expert, it was Professor Boyle, right? I go by what he says. So in terms of the gut, I mean, there's nothing, it's not good. And I want to communicate with my friend. Like I said, she translated my book into Chinese. So, you know, we connected a lot. And so she said her family was fine, but this is 10 days ago. So based on what you said, I'm just going to just email her and see and say what you just say, all the things that we've learned, because I wanted to find out how close the BSL-4 lab was to Wuhan University, because she lives right around there. But the other thing, Alex, I guess is my gut, is about the end times. So we've talked before. I told you I grew up in a CIA neighborhood, deep state neighborhood. I have a letter of recommendation from Henry Kissinger, like from 30 years ago. I'm not proud of it, but I'm in that world. So I do have to be careful. But in terms of the end times, can I bring that in and say something that I wanted
to say?
We're
not screening your call, brother. You're live on radio.
Okay, Alex, listen, the end times needs you and people like you who are after the truth, who are seeking the truth. But what I want to point out about you is you have an Apostle Peter-like personality. The difference is, you know, Peter chopped off the ear and Jesus put it back on. you grew up understanding Jesus or learning about Jesus. So these times is you're needed for that. And you have a Peter-like, Apostle Peter-like personality. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That's why the guy, I'm the one who also talked to you about love your enemies, is probably the strongest weapon, because it's also a shield in the end times, is love your enemies. That's what separates us from all the bad guys. So you understand that. I knew the guy the other day was trying to tell you how not to yell at people and whatever. That's not, you know, you are who you are, and you say you want to be Christ-like. Well, that's it.
I hear you, JK. I'm going to jump. Really appreciate your call. Austin in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, man?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. If I can, I want to tell you how I found you online about 5 years ago. It was, you know, the YouTube rabbit hole, just New World Order type videos. And I saw you with Pierce Morgan, the interview, and I was like, well, this guy's different. You know, he's saying the things that I thought. And,
well, that was a classic, old Pierce Morgan.
Yeah, I went to your YouTube page when you still had one, and I saw the video of you talking about the, basically the black genocide with abortions, man. I saw you tear up, and it was the realest thing I ever seen. And it's just, I'm glad you're out there.
Oh, we're real, brother. Don't worry, Austin. You said what you want about InfoWars. It's real. We're real. And I love black people, everybody. As a white person, I don't like the attacks saying whites are bad people, but I get it's all manipulation. But then that doesn't mean whites then bow down and say we're bad. We need to stand up for ourselves. But everybody needs to stand up for humanity. This is an attack. This whole globalist system is an attack on our babies. It doesn't matter what color you are. We need to come together and forget our differences and deal with the satanic left. They have to be dealt with.
Yes, sir. And I'm not real sociable, but anytime like I get on Call of Duty Mobile, in my Xbox Live, I send out band.video, Infowars.com, Trump 2020. There's a chat board on Call of Duty Mobile, and 50% is, you know, negative, but the rest, as soon as I put Trump 2020, it just starts flowing.
No, I agree, and that's why anywhere you are social, you're online playing games, your currency. Because you think of that as nothing. Oh, I just mentioned InfoWars or Trump. No, that's gold. They want to intimidate you and stop you from that human communication. Well, you spread the word and do that. It's beautiful, Austin. Thank you so much. All right, moving quick here now. Let's go to Debbie in New Jersey. Debbie, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide on this Wednesday edition.
I wanted to jump to this instead. But my gut feeling about this whole coronavirus is that how bad is it going to affect people here? With all the Monsanto, the fluoride, the chemtrails, the 5G, all the poisoning they're doing to everybody here, I mean, that's equivalent to abortion. How come nobody is saying, let's have a march for health? Let's stop the poisoning. How bad are we going to be affected?
I agree with you. There's something big going on with this, and I don't think this is all just hype. And who knows what it could be a cover for. It could be something else. What do you think?
I think the same thing, but it frightens me because we have so many family members that, like Rob Dewis said, you have said, we can't wake up. We can't get them out of their trance. We've tried to turn them onto your product. We've given them. People turn their head. I don't want to buy from him. He's Alex Jones. How are we supposed to help these people? It really upsets me.
Well, listen, it's okay, because it's never going to be the majority that's awake or leaders. They pre-program against anybody that's good, like Trump. That's why Trump's so good. He's broke through all their BS. People know it's not true. And then I think they're getting weaker while we get stronger. But I hear you. Don't let it demoralize you, Debbie. Just know that what they say about us isn't true. What they say about you isn't true. And I just think in the end, you know, things are going to turn okay. But they want to bring the economy down to destroy Trump. My concern is this virus is already starting to do that. And how do they try to blame Trump for the virus? That's my biggest concern.
I thought the same thing. And I was also going to say, why doesn't he utilize the black ops teams, the mercenaries? Those are the trained killers he needs.
The problem is he's surrounded by traitors. He can't trust any of them. But we're entering a wheelhouse now where the deep state keeps trying to overthrow him, where he won't have a choice, which I don't think we should even be happy about this, but it is what it is. They're bringing us to a place we don't want to go, but we didn't take us there, so it's not our fault once we get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. It does. Thank you for making me feel a little better.
Oh, Debbie, you're awesome. God bless you. You've called before. I recognize your voice. Thank you. All right, let's go to Georgia, New York, a little bit north of New Jersey. You're on the air, George. Thanks for holding.
Yes, Alex. You were talking about it before. The guys we got to get out of there are Soros, Obama, Brennan, Clapper, and the Clintons, and then the rest are going to fall like dominoes.
That's it. Yeah, we don't need a big Marines invade D.C. We just got to go after the snake. And I'm not saying we're going to do it. And also have a place of fear. It's not our place. Trump needs to cut the head off the snake.
And we only got four more years of Trump. What happens after the 4 years, Alex? Then we're back to square one?
Isn't it crazy that we actually have a president that's trying to be president? No, I agree. We can't. I mean, hell, they might election fraud. We have 264 days for sure, brother.
Right. And, and we can't call them Democrats no more. We got to stop it. It's demon rats. This is the new word, demon rats. We need to call them demon rats.
No, I agree. When a party says they don't want the country to exist, which would bankrupt everybody just from a financial level, what do you do with people like that? It's not like we want to fight with them, but don't we have to kick their ass, prove we're tough, but they keep asking for it.
Also, we can't let lawyers run this country. This is what's been going on with the small guy like me. You can't fight because you need a lawyer. You need a lawyer for this, a lawyer for that. So they are ruining this country, these lawyers.
And you're right. They paralyzed the nation. Well, they're getting their asses kicked right now. I mean, the lawyers thought they could remove Trump. How'd that go for them?
Right. Oh, but look at Roger Stone. Look at Julian Assange. I mean, you know, if you're on Trump's side, they go after you. They go after the good people. So a lot of people like us, we got to keep our mouth shut because we don't have the firepower to hire lawyers. So
no, I agree, George. Great point. God bless you. It was probably like 8-9 months ago. They had the Department of Justice under these people investigating my dad, who did nothing. He's not even involved with the company much. He does some bookkeeping and then product development. But they knew I loved my dad, and I told him, Dad, you ready to go to prison? He goes, yeah, I'm ready. And I go, yeah, we're not backing down. And they went, and the system was like, really? You don't care about your daddy? And I said, he's an old man. He's ready to go. I said, you can literally, I went crazy, actually, but I'm not going to get into what happened behind the scenes. But they realized I don't care about me. So they thought they'd mess with my dad, and my dad was like, destroy me. It was totally made up. They're like, we're going to indict your father. And that's the level of the scum. You cannot even imagine the filth. And you just thank your Jesus every moment that you weren't born to families like these people, who are the greatest scum the planet has ever seen. They are self-loathing pieces of crap that have sold the country out.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.